The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said, "My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one can take them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all, and no one can take them out of the Father's hand. The Father and I are one." The Gospel of the Lord. Jesus describes his flock very simply in today's very short gospel. He says they know his voice, so also then they must be listening. The good shepherd knows them and gathers them to himself. He gives them life and they will never die, because the Father has placed them in his hand, and he and the Father are one. I always like to tell this story. I've been to the Holy Land many times. I started a foundation for supporting Christians in the Holy Land probably 23 years ago. And one of the things that I saw the first time I ever went, we went to Shepherd's Field. There is actually a place called Shepherd's Field where the shepherds were guarding their flocks by night, and the angels came and sang to them and told them about the birth of Jesus. And now it's kind of surrounded by settlements. It's not as open anymore, and the olive trees are all gone. But you would look out over this broad valley, it's called Shepherd's Field, and at the time, at dusk, all the shepherds had all their sheep just all mixed up in the middle of the field. And at dusk, the shepherds would all go to a different place around the field, and they would call their sheep. And the sheep would just divide. They would separate according to the voice of their shepherd. They knew their shepherd's voice. So when Jesus uses this image for the people who are listening at the time, they all knew exactly what he was talking about. If I hear Jesus' voice, I'm going to go to him. If I hear somebody else's voice, I'm not going to go to him. Right? It's that idea that we belong to that shepherd. He is ours and we are his. They don't have to run any kind of laps around the field or do anything special, really. They just have to listen for the voice. There is no social structure in the flock. There's nothing except for maybe a couple of rams who feel that they have a particular job to do. But the shepherd and the sheep relationship is one that I want us to look at a little bit today. Because in a way, God himself has claimed us and sustains us. In the past, I've spoken about sheep as not being very smart. Well, they aren't. They're very, very, very not smart. They're just sheep. They shouldn't try to be anything else. They're just sheep. How often have you realized how much time and energy you might have wasted trying to be somebody else than you are? Did it work? Maybe you wish to be a wolf who could be stronger. Maybe you would like to be a horse who would be more intelligent. But it's a waste of time. Sheep are innocent and blameless, but also kind of ignorant and naive. And that's who we are, and that's why, in fact, we need to be protected. We must have a shepherd to survive. Conversely, does this make sheep the standard by which we would judge all other flocks or species of animals? I don't think so. Just think of the diversity of God's creation and how he upholds the life of all of it in its uncountable manifestations, and how each animal has a particular role. What we are looking at today is the relationship of the shepherd and the sheep. And in this case, there is clearly a hierarchy. The shepherd is the boss, right? Well, after listening to Pope Leo XIV in his opening remarks on his election, I believe he's going to follow with the same gentle humility as Francis. Francis used to speak of inequality in society, in cultures, and said that the church was not exempt from these inequalities. Clericalism is on the rise, sadly. This is something that still doesn't happen so much in other Christian churches. They seem to be living Vatican II more than we do sometimes. When the church proclaimed for the first time that lay people, the sheep, are just as important as the priests and the bishops in the church. That is one reason why so many priests and bishops didn't like to follow Father Francis, Pope Francis, because he challenged us. Pope Leo said this in his opening remarks: God loves us, God loves you all, evil shall not prevail, we are all in God's hands. Therefore, without fear, united, hand in hand, with God and with one another, let us move forward. We are disciples of Christ. Christ goes before us. The world needs his light. Humanity needs him as a bridge to be reached by God and his love. Help us as well. Help one another to build bridges through dialogue, through encounter, uniting everyone to be one single people, always in peace. Here we have a pope who counts himself as one of the flock, walking together, following Christ, who is the shepherd who goes before us. Our equality is rooted in Christ, who calls himself the good shepherd. But in order to claim his kingship over the flock, he himself became one of the sheep, one of us, then willingly offered himself as the lamb of sacrifice to save us. At the Last Supper, Jesus instituted the Eucharist as priest and Passover lamb, but also washed the feet of those who were at table with him. They did not wash his feet, and he told them as he had done, so they must also do. It isn't one or the other. Each only makes sense if it is both sacrament and service. Whoever wants to be greatest among you must become the servant of all. To our boys and girls today who are receiving First Holy Communion, I want you to come to know this loving shepherd. I want you to know this loving shepherd, Jesus, more each day. Let the closeness you feel for him today stay with you after Mass, and come back every week to renew this feeling of how close God is. We are all in his hands, and he will lead and protect us wherever we go.